There is a giant sinkhole in Stratford, and the ticks are coming for you and your loved ones.
You
first. We have a race name suggestion for AJ.
Oh.
Hello?
John and Wilkett.
Hey, yeah. How about the Relentless Hernia?
Relentless Hernia. That's more like a book. You know, like the story behind the race. The Relentless Hernia, yeah.
It does explain a lot about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. We actually did get one over on Twitch from the Big Meesh. Said the Herniator.
The Herniator.
Right, you remember the Terminator? Oh, Terminator, yeah. The Herniator.
I'll be back.
The Herniator.
That's your hernia.
That's your hernia, yeah.
It goes away and you're... I'll be back.
Yeah. I've had 20 sequels, damn it.
All right. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great
if
job,
you could
man.
Donate, we'd appreciate you.
Please, thank you.
All right. So the sinkhole in Stratford.
Yeah.
It's 5 feet deep.
Yeah.
And what would you say the circumference is?
They said around 3 foot, between like 3 and 4 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks pretty sizable.
And where is it, Phil?
It is on road, 113? 113.
113?
Yeah. Okay. Both directions closed right now as they're trying to figure out
what
to do to get people to drive over that safely, but that seems like a long-term deal.
All right. This is a bad tick season we hear.
Yeah.
So we got to bring on Bug later. Lady Dr. Gail Ridge. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. The ticks that we have here in Connecticut, they're not great, right?
Not particularly wonderful, no.
No. The Lyme disease numbers, they keep climbing, correct?
Yes. Yes, they do. Yes. The milder winters are more, let's say, pleasant and comfortable for the ticks.
Yeah.
We had a snowpack in February, and many of us remember that there was a sheet of ice over the top. So the predators couldn't get to the mice and rodents that were running under the snow. And that's how they are active in the winter. And so mice populations are up much higher. Also, it's a temperature blanket. So you can have extremely cold temperatures above the ice and snow, as we saw in February. But then it's nice and toasty down there by the leaf litter.
Like an igloo, yeah.
Out.
Right.
So they went through winter very nicely this year. Well looked after.
How wonderful for them.
Terrific.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
How many different tick-borne diseases and illnesses are carried by the ticks in Connecticut?
Right now, we would probably say around about 5 or 6 of them.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, more than once too many.
Yeah, yeah.
And they vary in level of badness?
Yes.
One's the worst?
Like this. Lyme disease is probably the most common one and the worst.
Yeah, but the
Ehrlichiosis chaffeensis, which is a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
is a type of bacteria that goes through your white blood cells, and that can lead into some serious trouble if you're not treated for it.
Yeah, but you got that longhorn tick now in Connecticut. Now, where'd that come from?
Well, it's,
Texas.
How to get here?
Yeah,
right up north from Texas.
Yes. Well, not exactly running around the paddocks mooing, but it actually came, we think, from New Zealand on horses.
Really?
Moving horses around the world is, you know, a pretty active activity. So there was this Norwegian, I think it was a Norwegian sheep. That was found in West New Jersey, infested with them.
Nope.
And it had never traveled. So it had got those ticks from somewhere. And, the paddock where the sheep was beautifully kept. There's manicured lawns around it. So this was a well-looked-after animal. It was infested with these longhorn ticks.
Yeah, but those longhorn ticks, they said, had some kind of, like, disease going on right now. It's really bad.
The longhorn tick is Southeast Asian, and it actually can transmit some pretty nasty human diseases.
Right, because they found one in Fairfield.
The Australian, the New Zealand line that we think we have here came in disease-free. But what we've picked up is that it's has been found to have this Ehrlichiosis bacteria on it or in it.
What does that do? To a person.
Well, to a person. Yeah.
To a chicken on cat.
To my dog. Yeah. I'm thinking about my dog. Yeah.
Well, you get muscle aches and chills and headaches and fever, weakness.
That's fatigue. The first couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it gets worse.
Yep. It can move into the kidneys and rather.
Anytime we talk about this, we get people who call. And in the early days, doctors wouldn't know how to diagnose it.
Yeah.
It would take years to figure out that it was Lyme disease. And by that time, the damage is done.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's permanent.
Irreversible, yeah.
Didn't you say you had a neighbor or something that was on walker?
Yeah, lady downstairs from me. Yeah.
Was using a walker?
Yeah, she had the two arm poles there and everything.
Yeah.
And a walker and everything. I'm like, I thought maybe she had polio as a kid or whatever. And it turns out she was healthy up until about 5 years before I met her. And then she got bit by a tick and undiagnosed and she became like that.
Ugh.
Yeah, like really harsh. Like, had to live on the first floor only. I had to help her with the groceries.
How is it that some people get it a lot? And then other people can, they can roll around in the woods and just never get. Is it something like they like a particular type of blood?
Right, we're not tasty. What?
That has been always a great debate. Whether people's sugar levels seem to be more attractive over them.
Interesting.
Frankly, I think they're just people who are more active in the woods and are not paying attention to do a tick check at the end of the day.
Yeah. I disagree with you because I talk to a lot of landscapers and tree people and they're in the woods all the time. I ask them, do you spray yourself? Nope. You ever get Lyme disease? Nope.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm a fairy nymph. I go hiking all the time, trail running, and I never gotten a tick.
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
And I don't put a lot of the spray on me.
No, I don't blame you.
Right. But there's something to the whole blood thing also, because isn't there like mosquitoes won't attack someone with a certain blood type? I read this somewhere.
Not that I know of. No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Where'd you read it? On Facebook?
No, I never read it on Facebook, actually.
Because we were wishing the mayor of Nuggetuck happy birthday yesterday. Thanks to you and your Facebook.
It's actually part of a news story, and I read on it, and so apparently it's this news organization has no idea what they're talking about.
Okay.
Yes.
We're talking to the bug lady about ticks. I see dogs running out. And along the tree line.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And that's where they are. They love shade.
Yep.
And high grass. And I'm like, man, if that dog picks up a tick, you're just not going to know it. The dog can't communicate. I'm not feeling well.
Yeah.
Like my head hurts. My joints hurt.
Yeah.
You see it when it's too late, when they start getting, they can't move around too well.
Yeah.
That's Lyme disease.
It's terrible.
Yeah, the tick of medical significance really is the black-legged tick, the deer tick. That's the one that we really should be guarding against.
How small are they? What's the smallest they can be?
The larvae are about the size of the pinhead. So
you never see it.
That's tough to see, yeah.
Yeah, you'll never see it.
Nope. Especially on a dog, like the coat is dark or the same color as the tick. Like,
or yourself.
It's so easy to miss.
Or yourself. They hide in like nasty areas.
Right.
I had one, my friend of mine had a tick in his butt crack.
That's where, they like dark and moist.
Exactly, right. That's when you find out who your best friend is.
So they don't smell so well? Is that what you're telling me? Right. Yeah.
They love Jersey.
They have no sense of smell.
None.
Well, the best way to find a tick on yourself is to feel for it.
I check every night.
Oh, I feel them right now on my neck.
Right.
As we're talking about it.
How long does it take from the time they jump on you to the time they attach themselves to you? Is there a specific time or they're just trying to find a nice warm spot?
Well, they generally start to climb up. So they're looking for a higher spot usually, but that's not necessarily the case. It depends on your clothing, your activity. But usually within the same day that they attach, they get onto you. They then attach. So within 12 hours.
All right. So if you go out in the woods and then that day or as soon as you're done, you take a really good shower.
Right.
You should be okay?
Yes. Just make sure you check yourself. That's the time to check yourself. Your hands, your fingertips are rich in nerves. And so you can feel things which you can't see.
Now, as far as
full body searches, you know, just do the research.
AJ, you do that every day.
I do. I use around 3 o'clock. Yeah. now, as far as the ticks being in your clothing and everything, like, you know, like when you wash your clothes, should be like a certain temperature. Does the dryer kill them? Things like that.
Yes, they're ticks like insects. Ticks are not actually insects. They're actually blood feeding mites. They're animals.
Yeah,
they're animals. They'll drown. They have respiratory systems and circulatory systems and muscle systems just like us.
Oh,
so they'll drown. You know, you put yourself into a washing machine, you know, it'll last long.
So can you just jump in a pool after being in the woods and like hang out there for a while and they'll be done?
Yeah.
They won't be too pleased about that.
No, but will they drown? Have you in there for like 20 minutes?
Yeah, in other
minutes?
Words, how long would it take for them to drown? Because I've seen spiders in my pool skimmer.
Yeah.
They can live a long time underwater.
Right.
Yes. And ticks will be the same.
Okay.
Damn it.
Don't depend on a swimming pool to kill your ticks.
Right. So you're not jumping in the water.
And okay.
I always... So can a tick be... Attach itself to a dog, come into the house, once it's full, drop off, and then find a human in the house?
No.
Once it's
fully gorged, the pattern is that it would drop off in leaf litter, and that's where she will stay and then produce her eggs. So if she is fully engorged, she drops off, she's not going to do anything in the house.
No.
She's going to basically dry out.
Oh.
She's going to... But she'll lay eggs in the house?
Unlikely, because she's very stressed. She's not in an environment that she's...
Oh.
Not her house, yeah.
All right, she's not comfortable with...
The, right.
Okay.
I like the furniture, the lighting.
Yeah. All right, so that's the end of it, then. If you bring one in the house, that's the end of it.
They usually don't survive, no.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And then what about this mosquito thing that's in the news now?
Oh, the Asian...
Yeah, every year, right around now, I read like, hey, we found one in, you know, Connecticut with this or that. Like, is this a concern or shouldn't be?
They're very aggressive, but they're staying close to the coast because of the weather conditions. You know, again, climate change is playing into this. And so basically right along the shoreline towns of Fairfield and starting to push up into New Haven County, that's where you're going to see these mosquitoes. And they'll be showing up in about mid-June. They're very dramatic. I'm an entomologist and an entomologist geek, and they're very beautiful mosquitoes. They're black and white. They're stripy.
Oh, nice. Easy
to see
and
squat. Quite large. You can't miss one of these. They're very,
really?
Very dramatic to look at. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, boy. All right.
Zebra print.
Yeah, really?
Everybody get excited about going outside.
Right.
Yes.
Time for off.
I'm glad we have smart people like you working on stuff like this.
Yes.
You know?
And glad to be here to help out.
Yeah. Thank you for coming out. We were just talking about raising money for this racetrack for our little Teddy.
Yes.
In Bethany. And, boy, we've been getting really overwhelmed with some love here.
Yes.
On WPLR.com.
Thank you.
Donations for Make-A-Wish. Annetta's on the phone right now. Annetta in North Haven.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Just wanted to let you know we donated in honor of my daughter, Amelia, who passed away from leukemia.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
We made it in her name.
How old was she?
So she was 20. Nothing worse than watching your kids suffer.
Right.
Oh, my God. God bless those parents. And if I can encourage people that I know, family, friends who hear me right now, donate your $20. Don't go to Starbucks. Don't go to Dunkin'. Sorry to those businesses, but donate your $20 at least to Teddy. It brings such a smile on their face. Amelia did get a wish. Hers was to go to the Tonys, and they made it happen. And it was a great weekend in New York. It was time that it, you know, took away from all of that crap with doctors and blood counts and all of that didn't matter. So for that little boy to have something in his backyard to make him happy, everybody should give something.
Well said.
Annetta, thank you.
Yes.
And I'm sorry for your loss.
Thanks,
yes.
Guys.
But I'm glad you
thank
turned
you.
It into something positive.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's exactly what we try to do in her name. Well, so, thank you.
If you ever have an event or anything, please let us know.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
One of our partners in this, every time we've done it so far, has been this guy right here with Premier Auto Group. It's Bob Alvine, President and General Manager. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Thank you.
He's a gentleman.
Thanks for, he's a gentleman. What's wrong with you?
You talking to us? Cool.
Thank you so much for jumping in again and helping.
You know what? This is what we love to do. We appreciate you asking. And, you know, I think about during the time of which a little boy was diagnosed with cancer during COVID. And during that time, everything was COVID, COVID, COVID. And people forgot about cancer. And we've been so involved in so many other organizations that help young people and the like with cancer, that this just speaks to us so, so great. So thank you.
Well, you make a good point. Yeah. We're all talking about COVID. Yeah. No one's really talking about cancer. So here's this family with an 8-month-old baby going through COVID and cancer.
Yeah.
And everyone's COVID, COVID, COVID.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's very interesting that it didn't stop, you know, it just kept on going. So cancer just, it's in like one of your callers had before, we've all had families that have experienced something with cancer.
That's true. Affects everybody.
Yep. Well, we're going to get, hopefully we make it to 10,000. We get AJ out there doing 200 laps and we get a racetrack.
Yep.
You're going to make it to 10,000. Here's the deal. Anything you're short, you're going to call me. We're going to make it the difference. So you're going to make it to 10,000 no matter what.
Well, now, you shouldn't have said that.
Said that for all the air.
Keep them coming.
Because now we could just stop. Right. But that's
or we raise it up.
Oh, man. I love people like you.
Yeah.
I love that this job puts me in a place where I meet people like you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
No, we appreciate you guys, and we appreciate Teddy and his family, and we're looking forward to hearing about AJ driving around in his. Did you call the race something yet? Is it the Teddy 500?
It could be.
AJ driving.
Teddy 500. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, the Teddy 500.
Let's go with that. The Teddy 500.
Nice.
And then we need a race name for AJ.
Right. So far, get the Herniator.
Yeah, that's been suggested multiple times. By the way.
It's awesome. We appreciate it so much.
Bob Alvine, President, Owner, Premier Auto Group. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, we're going to the board now. Ruth, what do we have?
We are now at $5,435.
Nice.
Nice.
Over halfway there.
Woo! We are halfway there. What was it now? 5,000 what? I'm writing it down. 5,000.
5,000 and?
5,435.
5,435. I'm writing all these numbers down. I should play some of them.
Right.
All right. So it's the Teddy 500. What a great name, by
the
way.
That's
great. That's a great name. The Teddy 500.
Yep.
Teddy 500. And then we just need a name for you.
Right. Anything but stupid.
The Herniator. Hey, is stupid. Great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Herniator's great. Yeah. Give it like a race name. Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
AJ's race name should be Survivor.
Survivor.
Right, Survivor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or maybe we call the car that.
Right. I think that suits him.
Right.
Yeah. I like that. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Yep.
You're the best.
Look at you.
All right, we're going to write down AJ race names.
Right.
The Herniator.
Herniator, yep.
Herniator. Survivor.
Survivor, right.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning. It's the Hunger Man. How you guys doing?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Hey, I just donated $100.
Thank you, man.
Woo! Thank you, See? Hungry man. This is a guy who's hungry.
Exactly.
So that's,
right.
With all the Santa Claus stuff I used to do with the kids, you know, the story really
it makes
really
sense.
Hit home.
Yep.
And now that I'm in Florida, I still want to be able to participate with you guys. Thank God for the internet. So
yeah.
Thanks for what you guys do. Miss you guys. I'll see you in the summer.
I hope
Thank
so.
Thank you, brother. Look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good so man. We just got a donation from Florida.
Right.
How about
see?
That? That's cool. Nationwide.
Gone global.
All right. Any other suggestions for AJ race names?
We had someone call in instead of AJ Foyt, AJ Foot.
Ha. What, AJ Flip? AJ Foyt, that's funny.
I think that was your neighbor, Frank.
Oh, of course.
He said neighbor Frank.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Love you, Frank.
Let's check the hotline. Hello, hotline.
Hey, Tom Cantone calling in.
Tom Cantone from Mohegan Sun.
Hey.
He's president of all things cool there, sports, entertainment, you name it.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. I'm president of being on your show.
Nice.
That's right. Tom doesn't know why I asked him to call.
No.
I don't care. We wing it all the time. Whatever yeah. you want to talk about.
Right.
I remember one time you threw names at me. Sinatra, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I had a story about every one of them.
That's right. That's right. Okay. We got this kid. His name is Teddy. He's 5 years old. When he was 8 months old, he had cancer.
Yeah.
And this was during COVID. And so the family had to fight through COVID, fight cancer. Teddy's a fighter and a survivor.
Yeah.
Made it through. And he's a Make-A-Wish kid. And his wish is to have a racetrack in his backyard. And it takes $10,000 generally to make these wishes come true. So
yeah,
we're at $5,000 now. And we thought, man, if we had a pair of tickets to something cool that we can auction off.
Nice.
Man, wouldn't that be something?
I'm already thinking ahead. What we could do is we got another huge iconic name coming. May never come again. Eric Clapton's coming. Eric Clapton is sold out.
Whoa.
You can't, yeah, I'm sure the value on the street right now is a lot of money. If we can shake loose two for him, consider it done.
Okay, so should we auction these off now, or should we wait to see if you could shake two loose?
Oh, no. You're talking to me, Mo. I will shake a tail feather on this one.
Nice.
All right.
So he'll stall two seats.
Okay, so we have two tickets to Eric Clapton.
Nice.
Absolutely. I'll see what I can do beyond that, but I can't speak for him and a lot of people, you know, you can't do this, can't do that. But if we can make something extra happen while he's there, I'll work on that as well.
Oh, man. Do you have an Eric Clapton story?
Yeah, I actually do.
Nice.
This is like stump the comedian. You can't stump.
Right. Of course not. No.
You remember that show? So I'm on a cruise, and I hate cruise, but they call me Tom Cruise, and my wife likes them. So I'm on the cruise. I'm on the deck. You could hardly get cell phone out there, but I had it. You have to pay for it. So by the time you figure out how to pay for it, your minutes are already gone. But nevertheless, I'm on the deck, and I'm trying to book Eric Clapton. And I'm going back and forth, going back and forth. Sure enough, I did the deal. I booked Eric Clapton on the high seas. I don't know where I was. It was probably on my way to the Caribbean. But, yeah, Eric Clapton was booked while I was on a cruise ship.
That's a dangerous thing to do because you could drive into or you know, float into or whatever you call cruise into
yep.
one of those places where there's no cell.
Right.
Right when they ask you a crucial question.
Right.
You know?
What? Like, hello?
No response.
Right.
Did I say 2 million? No, I meant 200.
Damn his reception anyway.
Boy, he really wants this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about a Sebastian Maniscalco story?
So he was, his brother called me.
Are both those shows sold out now?
On their way to sell out. Yeah,
they will sell out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're selling every day. Well, it's two shows, so there's inventory, but yeah, it'll be sold out. But so I'm driving in my car, and somehow his brother and I became friends. Somebody hooked me up with him, and he wants to move from where he is over to my place. And, you know, I said to him, it's time he plays the big leagues. The big leagues is the arena. You can't play a theater anymore. You got to play the arena where you know, you become major. And his brother loved that. And so he talked to his brother and the agent. They got back to me. I moved him from where he was to make his arena debut at Mohegan Sun.
Nice.
Wow.
That was where he started arenas, really.
Yeah, it was his first time. And then when he came back the second time, he was a lot more sophisticated with production. And he's there with his people figuring out lighting and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I barely got a hello out of him. You know, I mean, I gave him his arena debut and he's like, hey, Tom, see ya.
So, kind of busy right now, Tom. Can't talk.
Yeah, I can't talk right now. I'm figuring out lighting. Right. So, but yeah, that was, he made his arena debut. And by the way, next year, I'm going to try and hit you up a little bit. For next year, because it's our 25th anniversary for Mohegan Sun Arena.
Yep.
So we're planning a lot of cool stuff.
Okay.
How many people made their debut there, and how many national tours started there, and all of that. You know, it's quite a story here. And the mid-year rankings that were just released by Billboard and Pollstar, we are, for all the top 200 arenas in the world, we're 24.
Wow.
For grosses and tickets sold in Uncasville. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's like crazy.
No, but you know, this is the thing with Connecticut. We are lucky to have you and Jimmy Koplik here bringing these great acts
Absolutely.
To the state. Because if not, we're driving to New York and Boston to see all these acts.
Yes.
Well, I always say, yeah, we're a 1-2 punch, Jimmy and I, and together we're 400 years old. But, you know, we'll figure that out later when we got birthdays. But we, if we didn't exist, I don't know what people did here years ago. I guess you're right. They would go somewhere else, you know. But we really are the mainstream for some of the biggest names on the planet. So it's pretty, like, Megan Maroney made her arena debut. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's, like, huge country star. She just went from our place to the American Music Awards, and she was everywhere. And we just had her, and I'm backstage with her. And what I started to do now is I have, for special occasions, we roll out specially custom-made cakes. And, you know, to sold out, you know, celebrate their sellout. And they love it. So I'm standing here by the cake with her. And I said, is this your arena debut? And she looks at me and looks at her handlers. And they said, yeah, this is the first time in the arena. You know, it's just one of those pinch me moments that, you know, we have something to do with helping their career. And I remember Colin Jost and the guys from Saturday Night Live, when they came a few weeks back, they came into the arena, took their cell phones out and took pictures of a full arena because they've never played. I mean, these guys play theaters.
Yeah, right.
Smaller venues. Here's 8,000 people and they're like kids with their phones out and going, like, you know.
It's so exciting. Yeah.
For them. Yeah, and here comes Scarlett Johansson walking down the hall. I'm backstage.
Yeah, like, hello.
And I'm like, hey, hi. She goes, hey, Tom, see you later. You know, no.
All right, one more story.
She was very nice. One more story?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh,
Here's a name. Prince.
So we did Prince's last shows. And he, you know, unfortunately, he passed after he did three shows in the arena. And he left his golden cane with the gold top. And he's in Groton with his private jet. The engines are running. He's freaking out that he doesn't have it. That's his big thing. That's his good luck thing.
Yeah.
So we get the call. We're looking everywhere for the thing. And we find it. I wanted to keep it between us. I mean, right. I thought, yeah, this is.
I won't tell him.
No, this would be great to put it, like, you know, Hard Rock does, you know, put it in cases.
Yeah.
You know. And so reluctantly, you know, I got in the car. We drove out to Groton. And there he is standing by the door, you know, like presidents do when they wave and everything.
Yeah.
He's standing there waiting for it. And he couldn't have been more appreciative, you know. I got two words out of him. Thank you. He doesn't really speak that much.
No.
And, you know, so he got his cane, his lucky cane, and, you know, off he went.
Nice.
That's awesome. You know,
like a Cinderella story.
Day, man.
That's right. He's probably not Prince without that cane.
He needs a scepter, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's the scepter.
Yes.
Well, you know, he had a lot of control. The show was really good. And, you know, we did three in a row, and we never had him before. That was his first time. And I got him through a friend of mine, actually, who did the deal. And so it was a big night, but his band members are really cool. You know, those two girls and the guys, they're really, really good.
Yeah, like 11 people on stage. It was like James Brown meets Sly and the Family Stone meets Prince. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. You're 100% right. You know, a lot of people think those moves were, if you go back and look at the tape, James Brown did all that. You know, Michael Jackson didn't invent the moonwalk. That was done in the 20s, you know, by other dancers and everything, you know, but they perfected it.
Right.
And, you know, so I'm back, and I've actually booked his band, The Revolution, at our property in Atlantic City at Resorts, and they're really great. They are really good. And I actually did all of his songs and all that. So I'm back there with them, and the girl, I forget her name now, couldn't have been more nice. And I think my son was with me and wanted to get a picture. And so, you know, I don't like to do that too often, but he was a fan. And I said, "Do you mind taking a picture?" He goes, "I would, but we're not allowed to take any photos." So Prince had really a lot of control over everything, you know, and he did not speak much. He came down very quiet, but boy, when he hit the stage, you know, that's how they are.
Like magic. Yep. Magic. One of the best.
Like a switch.
Like you, Tom. Tom Cantone, thank you for your friendship. Thank you for the Eric Clapton tickets. And I'm going to let you know. We'll call you and let you know how much we get for him.
Here to help, guys, whatever you need.
Thank you,
brother. Yep. Tom Cantone, president of All Things Cool Entertainment and Sports, Mohegan Sun. Man, everyone is talking about this jam at the dam.
Huge.
Happening Friday, July 25th, and Saturday, July 26th. Right over there above the dam.
Yep.
The old Stevenson Lumber Site.
Exactly.
80 acres, two-day event.
Nice.
A ton of bands. Friday, it's Steel Heart, Firehouse, and Warren. And this is one of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah.
This is a perfect pop song. And it's a perfect pop song, but it's also a perfect metal song.
Yep.
And it would be Whitney Houston can sing this.
Right.
Madonna can sing this.
Right.
Anyone could do this song because it's a perfect song.
Right.
Bill Leverty with Firehouse is on. Did you write this song?
For having me on. And yes, I co-wrote that song with CJ. And God rest his soul.
Yes.
And thank you guys for having me on the show. And we can't wait to jam the dam.
Yes.
Woo. Yeah. Woo. You're going to be like little beavers. You're going to be jamming the dam.
That's right. Yeah. Got my tail ready.
Right. Flat tail's not included.
Smacking it down.
Nice.
What was the inspiration behind that song?
Behind Don't Treat Me Bad, it was every girl that had ever you know, hung up the phone on us, flipped the bird to us, or just said, you know, no more. And so it happened to us many times. And so that's what it was. Anytime you get the short end of the stick and in that relationship, that's what it was.
And then, I mean, that CJ high notes at the end, like,
sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Amazing range and amazing guy. Great songwriter. Great great keyboard player, too. Unfortunately, we had a missed opportunity there where we wish we could have featured his keyboard playing more because he was just a shredder on the keyboards as well.
And why didn't you?
Well, I think he wanted to front the band more. I was always like, hey, man, we should do it. And we did it for a while, and he was just like, man, I don't want to be back here that much. I want to get out there in front of the people.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And, you know, it was kind of trendy to have keyboards then. It's kind of cool that you didn't.
Yeah, I think he saw that vision right because he could get out and put the energy out to the people out front. So yeah. It was a good move.
You know, that ballad rock thing going on.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was.
Yeah, we did it. We do a song called "Trying to Make a Living," where we would trade back and forth solos. So I'd go and he'd go, and we'd do that back and forth. And it was a cool part of the show. But he was gravitated more towards being the front man.
Right. He was a front man.
Yep.
He was a front man. And then what happened? How did, you know, what, like, I heard that he at one point during a show said to you, I'm not feeling well. Right?
Yeah, it was in August of 2020. He was fine earlier that day, and then he had this terrible stomach ache and in his upper abdomen. And he went into the, you know, I was like, man, go get that checked out. And a couple of weeks later, he was like, yeah, it's not going away. He went into the emergency room and found out he had something in his small intestine that was an intestinal blockage. And so they removed that surgically, and he got some terrible news with that. And with that surgery and with the biopsy and all that. And he was back in 2 weeks singing.
Unbelievable.
You would never know that he had all that going on in his small intestine, much less in his mind. He could just compartmentalize that, and he was an amazing guy.
Yeah, what a trooper.
Seriously.
And then at some point, it just turned out to be, I mean, what happened?
Well, at that point, it was what it was. And stage four, you know, so he was fine one day and then symptomatic. And, you know, most of these colon cancers happen in your large intestine. This was up in his small intestine, so colonoscopy or anything like that, which he had had since he was, you know, the age to get one. He had had a couple of them, wouldn't detect it.
Wow.
And it was a very aggressive form of cancer. Mm-hmm. And so he had another surgery to help with it. It was a 12-hour procedure. Ooh. And he came back. Well, they said, oh, you won't be back for 9 months singing. And he was back in 6 weeks singing.
Nice.
He did not want to cancel a show ever. He didn't want anybody to know about it. He wanted to keep it private, which I don't blame him. I respect that.
Yeah.
And then it came back again in 23, and he had to have another surgery. And he was like, guys, just keep the music going. So we did, and we found this guy named Nate Peck, who's just a phenomenal singer.
Yeah, did Great
CJ
White
loved him. They became
did Jack Russell's Great White connect you with him?
Yeah, Jack Russell's guitar player told me about him, and Jack loved Nate as well, and. Yeah, and so we started working with Nate since October of 23, and CJ was going to come back again in July, but CJ had a sudden cardiac arrest.
Oh.
And that's what that's what happened. So
yeah.
That's just a drag.
Yeah, he did fight it though, big time.
Yeah, he's a fighter.
He like the toughest guy I've ever seen in my
Seriously,
life.
Seriously, yeah. You know?
Can I tell you that, you know, Nate is a good fit? Don't you think?
Man.
Like, well, of course, man, if you didn't think he was a good fit, he wouldn't be in the band.
Exactly so right.
That was really probably the dumbest question I've asked anyone today.
Usually I do that.
Well, I think you set it up nicely because I can tell you, he's the golden ticket recipient from American Idol, where Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan and Katy Perry, all three said, when they heard him sing a Dokken song,
yeah,
they were like, oh, man, you're going to Hollywood. And then Luke Bryan even got up and sang a Whitesnake song with him.
Nice.
And just blew everybody away. And right at that time where we needed a fill-in. And I called up Nate. I said, would you be interested in filling in for CJ? And he said, oh, I'd love to. So he had 10 days to learn our set, and he came out and just crushed it. And
nice.
We, you know. Yeah, so
and you know, he
amazing.
Like at the end of Don't Treat Me Bad, that separates the boys from the men
yes,
in terms of singers.
Yes.
And he like let me just play a little clip here. This is from a cell phone.
Wow.
Is
perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's not close.
No.
It's perfect.
Dead on.
That's dead like, on perfect.
That's sitting naked on a block of ice right there.
Yeah, dude. It's a, he throws bullseyes every night right in the center of the target.
Damn, man.
And those high notes are the hardest to hit, and he just nails them. He's got perfect pitch, perfect control, a really strong voice, and a great tone. He's got that kind of tone like CJ had, a very bright tone. And, I can't wait for you guys to hear
his stage presence. Just watching him, it seems like he's just a good spirit, like a fun person.
Good dude.
You know, like
having a
good
time.
Person.
Yeah.
Phil, what did you pull up?
Well, you picked up on that. He sure is, man. He grew up in near Flint, Michigan. And just the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet, and just so respectful of CJ and of the audience, and just a great dude.
Bill was mentioning the American Idol performance where he was performing Doc, and I found that.
Oh, let's take a listen.
When the lightning strikes again, and the lights go down, and you might be
You know, it's funny. You hear him singing a Dawkins song, and you're like, he sounds more suited to do Firehouse.
Yes, he does.
Fit.
Yeah,
it's a better fit.
Sounds stronger.
Well, better fit.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and you know what? He's 24 years old.
Nice.
Damn.
So, 24.
So what's that like? How old are you? Like, you're in your 60s?
Well, I recently turned 49.
Right. Again.
Back in 2021.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you're backstage doing one thing, and he's like 24 being like 24 backstage, right?
He's not. He's just an old soul and a really cool dude and laid back and just...
He's not challenging you in Mario Kart. Come on.
He gets carded for beer.
Yeah, he's like, he's just legal.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's nice to have that energy on stage.
It really is. It put a pep in our step for sure. We got to try to keep up with that dude.
Nice.
He's something else.
We're really looking forward to this show.
Yeah.
Friday, it's Steelheart, Firehouse, Warrant. Saturday, it's George Lynch and the Mob, Doc and Ace Frehley. It's happening Friday, July 25th, and Saturday, July 26th at 1545 Monroe Turnpike in Monroe, the old Stevenson's Dam area.
Yep.
Bill Leverty, guitarist and founding member of Firehouse, thank you so much for coming on, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chaz and AJ. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Stump the Chumps.
Roger in Burlington.
What year did the Titanic sink?
1912.
You got it. See you later. Thank you.
Oh, look at that.
Man.
Who's a big boy?
I'm a big boy.
Go, AJ got a history question. I love it.
I usually get a cookie.
How did you know that?
I've seen the movie so many times. Plus, you know, every time the anniversary comes up.
You've seen the movie so many times.
Right.
Well, have you really?
I'm like anything like Titanic related, kind of like being pay attention to. I don't know. I'm
is that
kind
right?
of kind of drawn to it. Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah,
but
me too. As a young boy, I was fascinated with it.
Yep.
Okay. We're all just kind of looking around like, what just happened?
It was a unicorn. Never happened again.
To Titanic.
Yes.
When you say so many times, how many times do you think you've watched it? It's a long movie. That's a lot of dedication.
Yeah, but it comes up on TV every now and then, too. And it's like one of those like movies when it comes on, you're like, no matter where it is, you just start watching from that point.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why I just do. Huh. Next question.
Okay. I was curious.
Not from Phil.
Jeff New Haven.
Good morning. Who is widely considered the first openly gay rock star?
Freddie? No.
Elton John.
Openly gay.
Openly. Openly.
Freddie Mercury?
Yeah. Well, no, he wasn't open. He was actually bisexual.
Yeah.
It's
from 1973.
I wouldn't be Rob Halford by any chance.
No.
Yeah, Halford was closet for a while.
Yeah, he was much later.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look back and you think, okay.
Yeah, looking back, signs were there.
It was everything but a gag ball, you know?
Right. Love the look.
But that doesn't mean gay. It just means, you know, whatever. Right, look, leather or whatever.
Right. Openly gay.
Mm. And this is rock music, correct?
Yes.
Rock music.
Openly.
Right.
Mm. Huh.
Yeah. Man or woman?
Oh, good question.
Yeah. Man.
Dude, okay. Like 73, you said, right?
Yes.
Man, that was not a good time to be openly gay.
Right.
Huh.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm flummoxed.
Have we played the artist on this station?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think so.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's not really famous.
Right.
He said he never heard of him.
You never heard? Oh, jeez. Come on.
You got the question.
I want to just... What?
He's laughing at us. Come on, Jeff.
He's mugging us.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah.
General knowledge.
His name is... He's on the stage name, Jebriah.
Jebriah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Your sister's ass. Goodbye, Jeff.
Can you be called a rock star if no one knows you?
Right.
Come on.
And he didn't even know.
Rock singer, maybe.
He's barely a rock artist.
Right.
Name three songs.
Yeah. Andre and Derby.
Jeez, I would have said Little Richard, but anyway.
Right.
Oh, that's a good one.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Who appeared on the very first U.S. coin? Who was the first person to appear on the very first U.S. coin?
We've been asked before, too. Yeah.
Who's the very first person to appear on a U.S. coin?
Right.
Yeah.
Was it... And then, hello to whoever just entered. Is it someone who's indigenous to the United States?
You mean someone who was born here? No.
Yeah, so like Buffalo Nickel or whatever?
Right.
No?
Okay.
I don't think. No.
Okay.
Was it Jefferson or Washington or...
I don't know. It'd be weird if you put yourself on a nickel when you're still alive.
Right. Someone's full of themselves.
Didn't we have money back when George Washington was around?
Right.
Was it a king? Oh, no. It was someone who... What's the question?
Just on the Titanic. Just on the Titanic.
What? Is it...
Who's the very first actual person that appeared on a U.S. coin?
Actual person who appeared on a U.S. coin.
Right.
Yeah, maybe one of the kings. I don't know. Yeah. King?
Right.
I don't know. John Smith from Pocahontas.
Right.
Did you say in the United States, though? Because they would not put a king on if we were already the United States.
Right. Right.
If we were already a country with independence, it would definitely not be a king.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Andre's getting annoyed with us. Shut up, Andre.
I'm not getting annoyed. I'm just listening to what you're guessing.
Right.
Okay.
All right, awesome. So it's U.S. currency.
Yes. First U.S. coin to have an actual person was this person.
U.S. coin.
George Washington.
Yeah.
Is that the final answer?
Yes.
Yes, it is now.
Andre, sometimes I don't like
Christopher Columbus. No, you don't. You love
Columbus. Really?
Christopher Columbus.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow, I wonder what that coin is worth.
Oh, no kidding.
Seriously, right?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't bring it to New Haven. They'll throw it out.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
All right, Andre. I do love you. Yeah. Thank you.
Good question.
You're in the running.
Good question.
Is it?
I never heard that before.
Same, man.
It's not general knowledge.
I got to find it now. Yeah. It goes my change later.
Scott in the truck.
Yeah, the Hartford Civic Center.
Yes.
It opened in 75. What was the first show there?
A good one.
The first concert.
Yes.
Was it a rock artist?
I don't know if you call him rock.
Okay.
Easy listening, maybe.
Barry Manilow.
Frank Sinatra.
I guess neither one.
Air Supply.
You want me to get you, your final?
Paul Anka.
Final answer?
I don't know. Did you hear anything good?
George Washington.
All right. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. What is it?
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell.
Oh, wow.
Yes. January.
Yikes.
Wow. All right. You're in the running. Thank you.
I'm in the running. Thanks,
start
guys.
Running, yes.
You got it. Thank you. Derek?
Hey, all right, guys. How about this? Who was the first woman featured on the cover of Rolling Stone?
Grace Slick. No.
I could see that. I could see Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin, right.
Stevie Nicks? No.
Is that your final?
We're thinking.
Have you heard anything that sounds good?
No.
No.
Was it a musical artist or a political figure?
Musical woman.
Was she a solo artist?
On the cover of Rolling Stone, Chaz. Who could have thought?
Was she a solo artist or was she with a band?
It's too much.
Oh.
No, it's not.
No.
No,
it's not.
Both.
Both. So she did both. I'm going to guess it's Cher. Cher is.
Ooh. That's been part of the band, though. It was the Sonny and Cher. Yeah.
Aretha.
What's your final?
I don't know.
Diana Ross, no skin.
It's not a bad guess, though. I don't know.
What year was the...
All the guesses are good, yeah, but they're all wrong.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Oh, that's clue.
Kind of harsh.
Okay. Yeah.
What year was it?
73.
73, you said?
Derek.
What's up?
What year?
The first woman on the cover of Rolling Stone, so it goes back.
Right.
Okay, what year?
Rolling Stone's been around a while.
What year?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it could be in the 70s.
Could be.
You don't even know.
Oh, so you don't know.
Who's around back in the early 70s?
The first woman on the cover.
Yeah,
of
the musical woman. We know, Derek.
We're
not talking about.
As soon as I heard your voice, I was going to say, don't annoy us.
Right.
And
too late now, buddy.
Yeah, yep. I know it is.
Yep.
All right. What's the answer?
Yeah, no idea.
Okay. Tina Turner.
Ah, okay.
That's a good one.
Nice.
I would have expected somebody earlier, I think. Right. Yeah. Wow.
Tina Turner, man.
Gotcha.
All right.
All right,
what's
Derek.
Love got cool. to do with it?
You're Tina in Turner. The running.
The musical woman.
Musical woman. Jabes in Oakville.
Hey, guys. Happy Tuesday.
You too.
Jabes.
Hey, on the show Cheers, what days did Cliff Clavin never work?
See, this is a fun question.
That's general knowledge.
National Post Office Day?
Yeah. You don't got to have a degree to know.
Postman Day?
Yeah. Fun guy.
I have never watched the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. No. Never watched enough.
You got a lot to watch.
What?
I have never watched it.
No.
Want to pick a day?
Yeah, it's a day. Yeah. Like, we got a 1 in 7 shot here.
National Postman Day.
His birthday. It's going to be a trick.
If he's a postman, Sunday.
He said the one day he never worked.
The one day. What do you mean the one day?
I guess the one day per year.
No. What days did Cliff Clavin never work?
What days?
Days.
Okay, so Sundays. Days.
Some multiple parts.
So Sundays.
I just want to smash stuff.
Okay. I feel blood coming out of my ear right now.
Me too. I want to kill people.
You too. Let's do it.
Did I say that out loud?
No.
I didn't mean people.
With kindness, you meant, yes. What days?
I don't know. What is it?
When it rains.
Oh.
Every day it rains, he doesn't call in. He calls in. He's a postman. He doesn't work in the rain.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny. All right, Jabes, don't call again today.